5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Gabriel Stacey.
That chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Oh, welcome to the Here's the Thing podcast. My name is Kevin. Her name is Angel. His name is Joshua. That's Robert. Church announcements, Angel. You're on tour.
It. I'm on tour. Listen up. Where you need to be? You need to be in Chicago on June 1st, or you need to be in Atlanta on June 3rd, or you should definitely be here in Los Angeles on June 5th. If you can't make none of those, on June 23rd, we'll be in Philadelphia, and on June 24th, we'll be in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, get them tickets. Click the link in my bio on Instagram.
5 dates.
Link in the bio.
Don't tell you. Don't say we ain't told you nothing now.
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot to cover. Since I have a new computer, let me just make sure everything is there.
The thing was ringing.
Man,
yesterday.
I turned it off yesterday.
Oh, was it?
It was ringing.
I don't have it. I don't want it to tell me nothing.
It was ringing off.
Don't call me. Don't text me. Mm-hmm. Was it closed?
No, it was wide open. I was like, dang,
close it now.
Yeah, man, you just got that one.
Wide open.
All right. Big news. Pretty much the moment we finished the bonus last week, as things tend to happen, Meg announced, Megan Thee Stallion, not Meg Scoop, Meg Thee Stallion announced that Klay Thompson, a.k.a. the PBS logo, a.k.a. John B.,
A.K.A. the llama.
Oh, his name's okay.
Cheated on her. He peened in another vagine.
A.K.A. the one half of Splash Bro.
One half of Splash Bro splashed in another.
Oh, wow.
Angel, as a black woman, and as a man who needs to shut up more on this podcast, I'm going to let you set up the rest and let me let you talk. Joshy, please chime in so okay. I can shut the hell up.
So what we received when we were like, oh no, is this happening? Was a screenshot of a text. I mean, excuse me, a screenshot of a story, Instagram story from Meg. Like she sent it to us directly. She DM'd it to us. She said, guys.
To me, I'm a follower, so I got it.
Yeah, she was like, guys, check this out. Cover it on the next podcast.
Okay.
Oh, my bad.
All that talking.
I didn't realize I was talking. That's already. How much I talk. I didn't even know I was talking. I was like, I'll be quiet. And I wasn't.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's so hard.
It's so hard not to talk.
I like words. I love to say a word. Hate to see me coming. But go ahead, Angel.
She said cheating. Had me around your whole family playing house. Got cold feet. Holding you down through all your horrible mood swings and treatment towards me during your basketball season. Now you don't know if you can be monogamous? ?
Three question marks?
Four.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was really questioning
me. She said, bitch, I need a real break after this one. Bye, y'all. Let me tell you, we got to see this baby happy. You had her over here, Betty Crocker, in the kitchen. Not making macaroni even. Cooking. For real. With the family, taking photos with his somebody white. The mama white.
Mama white.
Yeah, with the mama white mama.
Mama white.
Smiling.
The white mama gonna get you. They always tell you that white mama gonna is a difference.
Yeah. Had her in the pictures. And then we find out that this man just was out here slanging his thing.
Slanging dick.
And this, we were all so happy. We were like, yes, date the corny one. That's what we thought. What's the world coming to when corny niggas is just out here being stupid?
Corny niggas, we got leader of the corny niggas. Corny square here.
Corny union.
Beep, beep. You got to know your place, corny nigga.
Listen, man.
You got to know your place, corny nigga. You got to be where corny niggas be. There's a picture of them together. He holding up a stick. Dragonfly Jones, who is one of my favorite Twitter followers, probably my favorite Twitter follower. He said, now that this has all happened, let me tell you what I always thought. That wasn't even a good stick. Okay. A good stick either looks like a sword or it looks like Gandalf could use it as a staff. That stick was neither. And I was quiet because I wanted them to have their little love. But now that this is out in the open, it wasn't even a good stick. And then I found out there's a whole Instagram, Angel, full of cool sticks. And it's a whole bunch of, it's got more, they got like 2 million followers. Oh. There's a stick that looks just like, and I'm talking about these are unaltered sticks. One looks like a dragon's head.
The fact that you said unaltered stick.
Yeah, because you can't cut the stick into something. That got to be the Lord's stick. You got to come out of nature like that. But anyway.
But yeah, we were like, corny man. Perfect. This is perfect for me. Stop dating these niggas who are self-proclaimed.
Cool niggas.
Yeah, and I get whoever I want.
Because Clay is, even in the NBA, cool corner jumper.
Corner three.
That's feed him in the post.
No more, no dribbles. He's not been known for his swag. He's been known for his dagger, his defensive ability. He I don't remember what year it was, but OKC, this playoff series with OKC, they would have lost.
Splash bro.
Clay, I was rooting for OKC, and I was like, this nigga Clay is unconscious right now. Like, prior to his Achilles injury, he was a problem. I think he might have had 2 serious injuries, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not tripping, I think he missed 2 years. Or am I tripping, y'all? Anyway, he
2 major career altering.
Okay, cool.
Oh, ACL.
Okay, yeah.
And Achilles.
ACL and Achilles, them 2 A's. And those A's will mess you up.
Somebody said, who said corny meant faithful? That is what we felt as women. Corny niggas was safe. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, it was corny to actually say your feelings.
Yes.
It was corny to actually just be truthful about things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is a part of a corny nigga's backpack. Not corny as in you not worthy of love. I'm talking about corny as you feel safe.
Yeah.
You can't mess that up. That's the brand. You're supposed to be the brand, damn it.
Right.
Because you cosplaying as a corny nigga. Get over there with the jerks.
They said he was on Lipstick Alley with a whole diary, Angel. Oh my God. Not a whole diary. Kind of like a whole diary. Mm-hmm. No H. No W. Bow. But like, apparently, now, you know, Lipstick Alley, they done tore me and Angel brand new buttholes down to LSA.
They don't miss much.
But they've been like, oh, this nigga been smashing and cheating. Apparently, I don't know, he might have dated Coco the Jones.
That's what somebody said that she had.
I didn't see that. I didn't know that was a thing. Let me tell you what. The Meg the Stallion news took this timeline by storm. The amount.
It did?
Oh.
Angel.
You join us on the internet one day.
Yes. Well, this weekend was busy. I had to be with the children. I ain't have no time to figure out what was going on with Meg. I said, well, God dang it.
Angel,
the Meg haters were praying for this day.
Oh, thank God I missed it because I would have been pissed off.
There are so many men. Anytime you agree, if I were to ever agree with DJ Academics, I am now wrong. There is a lot of men. There's a lot of conversations. A lot of men who are reveling in the, like, some who called Clay corny, now calling him that nigga because he cheated on Meg. There's a, like, she's been put in her place. This is why you don't play house with a nigga. And my thing, me and Liz was talking about this morning. Why is she playing house? Why not? Why are they not playing house?
Yeah.
Why is only? Let me tell you what. Can I say this thing? Can I talk?
You're going, Kev.
How you feel about Megan Thee Stallion overall from everything in her life is a good litmus test for how you think about relationships.
How you think about women.
How you think about women.
Starting with women.
How you think about so many things. You want to date a nigga? First thing, before they bring the bread. Tell me what you think about Meg Thee Stallion. From Tory Lanez to Klay Thompson. Guarantee you that's going to tell you what kind of man you're dealing with.
This is a great dating question now.
What are your thoughts on? I guarantee you, however you see the world, you going to find out whether they agree. And I'm not even saying one way or the other. But I guarantee you you going to find out whether you agree. It might be as polarizing who you vote for president. How you think about women in relationships is how you think about Megan Thee Stallion as a person. Guarantee you one-to-one. It's going to tell you everything you need to know about that man or the woman. Because it's not only men. There's women in there.
Oh, I've seen the women talk about free Tory. Girl, go to hell. Go to hell with his hairline.
Okay, now if sparkling water come out of my nose, I'll be suing you.
It's not my
for
fault.
Painting this. Yeah, absolutely it is, because you know sparkling water gonna tingle up the nose.
It's gonna burn.
Yeah. But yeah, there's Hot Boys Summer. I've been heard a lot of Hot Boys are up.
Oh, they said the Hot Boys. Yeah, that's what they say. The Hot Boys are
City
up.
City Boys, Hot Boys. It's quite the conversation. Let me tell you what I feel like. Let me tell you the worst thing I felt for her, because I've done it. I know Angel's done it too. Pretty much everybody we ever probably known. To have to deal with this publicly or privately, but publicly, and then she got to go perform on stage. That is one of the hardest things about our job. We don't work at a place where you can be downtrodden and it not impact your work, right? Angel, if you are, you and Marcus get into a, I got booger?
No, I was making sure I didn't have
one. Okay. You and Marcus get into it, right? And then you got to act. It's gonna be harder to act. Mm-hmm. If you had to go do stand up, right? You and Marcus got this tour going. If y'all get into an argument on the way to the show, and then you go out there, then people down at that City Winery don't give two craps what y'all going through.
Talk about her in Broadway?
Yeah. I didn't know she was on Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. Yes.
We talked about this.
Joshua,
in the chat.
You think my brain remembered that?
He can't even remember his schedule.
I didn't know where I was supposed to be at 12 p.m. today. If it ain't in my calendar, Meg Thee Stallion on down to the Moulin Rouge, I don't remember.
So I was like, she's done doing it now.
Yeah, she ended on Friday. When Tony's son passed away and I had to do that show that night.
Hey, everybody. I'm so glad to be here in Philadelphia. I was like, oh my God, this show's going to go terribly.
In Philadelphia.
I have the show for my voice to come back here after wreck.
And in between the shows, we were all in the...
I was going through hell. When my brother went on to be with him, I had a whole tour lined up.
We said, don't do that.
Yeah, when me and Melissa was doing the Love Hour, we was beefing sometimes. Then we came out like Dr. Phil and his wife. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Love Hour.
Yeah, me and Marcus do a terrible job. We just come out mad. That's why our podcast is called what it is.
Y'all got good air cover for y'all.
We just like, yeah.
Is this going to cause an argument? Yes, it
yeah,
did.
It already did. Past tense. This caused an argument. The thing that we have to benefit us, if we have an embarrassing moment, we can immediately, whether we choose to or not, turn it into content.
Mm.
For her, she has to go all the way into the studio. Now, what I did, as soon as I saw this, I said, ooh, I can't wait to see this next album.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, go ahead and cut niggas' balls off.
Whoa.
That's what I thought.
Castrate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and lyrically, because Angry Meg do be writing.
Yeah.
But, yes, she doesn't have the benefit that we do. We can change our content immediately if we have an embarrassing moment. You just went through I Love the Gays Gate.
Shout out to Clay and Meg.
Clay, Meg, and
Trump's assassination.
He Woo! Didn't get assassinated. He's still with
Attempt.
Us. Yes.
They kicked me off the front page. I said, when Meg did that, I told Liz, I said, I think I'm good.
Because
I saw my timelines on every platform change immediately. That front page, they say Kev on stage.
But what?
Meg Thee Stallion, Klay Thompson. I said, oh.
But you were able to make content about yours.
Mm-hmm. And somebody said, y'all, we have to go through stuff. I'm not saying you have to go through stuff and go to work. I'm saying it's different when you have to face the public and perform
right
while you're going through something like that. Other jobs, I've been through stuff, but at Boeing, I go to my cubicle going through stuff. I don't have to get right up there and perform for a paying audience as if I'm not going through stuff. That's what I mean.
The mask is different.
Yeah.
The mask is different when I got to try, especially I got to try to make you laugh.
Correct.
You're having a bad day at work and somebody asks what's going on with them. Oh, they just lost a family member.
Leave them alone.
Just avoid them. It's not the same case. You still got to go.
You're having a bad day at work. Your friend's son passed away. Come into the stage.
Because right, even teachers can get a substitute. You know what I'm saying? If they're like, I'm having a rough day, they can call in and somebody else will come teach and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you call in a substitute, people are going to be pissed off.
Refunds.
Yeah, they're going to be like, I didn't want to see this nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he might be funny, but that's not who I paid this money to come see. You can do somebody's taxes and be crying over their paperwork. It make them know never mind because they not even in the room with you.
Is my number right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is my number right? When my car going to be full?
But is your weight right?
What?
That's what I want to know.
Tell them about it.
Listen, it's we in the springtime. And, you know, in the spring, you want to reset. So you're, like, taking out your winter clothes. You're getting your spring clothes. You change up your skincare and getting outside more. But as you doing all this shifts, maybe you'd want to shift something else. Okay, listen, whether you're curious about affordable GLP-1 options or looking for smart nutritional guidance in a supportive community, Weight Watchers gives you the tools to stay on track and reach your weight loss goals. Because spring isn't about starting over. It's about starting fresh with support that keeps up. Listen, I have been a Weight Watchers user and fan throughout my life. There have been so many things that I feel like this program is better at than others that try to imitate, I should say. I love how it's so customizable because I am different than the next person, than the next person, than the next person. And I need the thing that's going to work for angels, for Angel. And I love that it's not fads. Because we all jumping on the latest thing at the top of the year. It's stuff that we just heard of and sounds like it could be good. Weight Watchers has stood the test of time, all right? And what made me want to be a Weight Watchers member is because I knew it worked. And I knew that it would work for me. All right, so you can, they have something called the Core Plus program, and there are so many amazing things. It's on-demand workshops designed for your schedule and to fit your lifestyle. You can hop on a session from your kitchen while you're prepping a dinner or listening during your commute. It's curated experience for whatever you're going through. So if you are on GLP-1s, you can get support. If you're managing menopausal weight, weight gain, like myself. All right. And it's expert advice from people who have been there. I love that because I don't want no advice for somebody who ain't never dealt with what I'm dealing with. Okay. Mm-hmm. They customize plans that shifts in real time based on your life and your weight goals. A 360 health command center. You get access to an AI body scanner to track your total body composition. It's a high definition look at your progress and that shows that proves life is getting better and not just the numbers are going down. Okay. There's no gimmicks. There's no fads. And it's all the support you need to succeed all in one place. Okay. They've supported over 63 million members on health and weight loss journeys. Stop the guesswork and start something that works. Join Weight Watchers Core Plus program for the ultimate weight loss support and better results. Go to weightwatchers.com/SK to get a special offer for our listeners. That's weightwatchers.com/SK for a special offer.
There was a dude on Threads who said, I don't even know about what be going on with celebrity news. This y'all need to basically have a life. And he got torn a new one.
Say it one more time.
Basically, I don't need to know. I don't even be knowing about celebrity news. The insinuation is, I have such a full life. I don't know about celebrity news. I don't know why this impacts you so much. And somebody, I wouldn't say got them together. Maybe it's a little bit exaggerated, but she was basically like, the way men respond to news like this impacts the way we see the world because it's a reflection of the way we actually live in the world. Mm-hmm. So it's like men treat us like this, right? Then this happens in the public to a public figure. Men champion this. This is what the lady is saying. And of course it impacts me, this specific thing. It impacts me because it's a reminder of how black women are treated. And when there was a black man who said this. It was like, and when y'all don't stand up and provide a counterpoint to things like this, then it kind of starts to feel bleak in the dating pool because their situation is reflective of how our situations are. Your thoughts on that as a black woman? who don't be into news like that.
So I think it on both sides. I think he's saying kind of like the way my life is. A lot of times I don't know what's going on because my outside life is so full that I'd be like, I didn't know that happened. Yeah. Really? But I get what she's saying. If you look at it a little bit deeper, it's not so much that she's saying, oh, this Megan, I care so much about Megan. I need to know what her, what she's doing in her sex life, her dating life. I don't, sure. She's not saying that. She's saying that this is a reflection of the issues that black women are facing. So Meg Thee Stallion per se as a person, I care about her just because she's an entertainer and I feel like she ain't got nobody. Mm. But regular like superstars, probably not as much. I'll be like, yeah, you're going to go through life like everybody else. You just got money to help comfort you afterwards. But I definitely understand what she's saying is like, no, when, oh, you are okay?
I smashed my finger.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm so sorry.
I still got to perform public facing.
There you go. There you go. But when we as black women get to see the response that people are having to this issue, it is very telling about how we are seen. And it's very telling about more than likely obstacles we'll face. I know when we were like, when people like Halle got cheated on, when people like Beyonce got cheated.
Berry,
yeah. And Beyonce, we were like, well, now these y'all put these women on a pedestal and you still said I'm a shit on top of your head.
Is that what they said?
Well, that's what I'm like. You think at one point in time, Halle, to a lot of men, not all men, she was the pinnacle of gorgeousness. Mm. So we're like, now, if you all see her as the queen of beauty, and then a nigga still gonna cheat on her, we're like, well, what the hell am I gonna do?
I seen a lot of women like, well, nigga, god dog, I don't stand a chance.
Right, right.
Beyonce, Halle, Meg. I do feel bad for Meg. It feels like she can't catch a break.
No,
it's been a rough few years from losing her. From losing her mom and how close she was to losing her dad as a kid, if I'm not mistaken, younger.
Yeah. Lost them younger. Yes.
Younger. Her mom, and as close as her mom was, and her mom was her manager, there's that as well. And then the very public thing with Tory and getting shot and people not believing she's getting shot and rappers rapping about her, celebrating this, Tory going to jail. She gets all the vitriol about that. When she admitted that she lied to Gayle King
about not sleeping
with Tory, and then the backlash from that backlash, WWE May, Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu,
her best friend,
thank you,
Judas,
her best friend Kelly, something with a K. Turned her back on her. And then it was like, okay, Klay Thompson.
Just turned her back. She first stabbed her in the back, then turned her back. She definitely did damage before she turned her back.
Damage! Mm-hmm. So I thought that I should let you know.
I love that you take that route up.
What's the other way? I thought that I should let you know.
That's exactly what you just did.
What should I be doing?
No, I'm saying that's one of the harmonies. I love that you take that path.
Mm-hmm. What's the other path? Damn it. Because you're doing all that doggone cotillion botillion. You need to sit yourself down for a weekend and watch TV. Oh. You are right. Mm-hmm. And I like to go, I thought that I should let you know.
Sorry.
Let you know. Don't, if you're not going to match me, then just let's get when your voice
let
is
let you know.
And you better go full diaphragm if you're going
to
do it.
I can't do any whisper singing. Is he?
You got
yell?
To go balls to the wall or oves to the wall or just take the day off.
Yes, I know. I'm oves sorry.
To the wall, Angel.
Oves to the wall, baby. But yeah, I don't know how she's able to trust anybody. I don't know how she's able to trust anybody. Now, let me be clear. Because people keep saying she's no saint. Nobody's a goddamn old saint. Like
I am.
I forgot.
Lead with love.
Now, yes, there we go. That's the face of saint makes.
The saint. Saint on stage. Lead with love, y'all.
Yeah. I definitely don't consider her a saint. But I do empathize for, one, her not having any fam, like any, well, she does have cousins, I think, but none of her, like, what do you call it, immediate family alive to support her. And that she's having to go through so many major things in the public eye, and that the people that she keeps putting her trust in keep letting her down. Mm-hmm. I do empathize because she's still really young. I just am
she even 30? Or she low 30s?
She might be like 32.
32? She was Mel Mitchell age? She probably 30-something. She with 31. You probably, Joshy.
95. Okay.
95.
That baby, 31. Yeah, she like a niece age for me. Like, mm-hmm.
I thought the person's name was Anissa, and you meant a niece. Who's
like,
Jackie?
I had a cousin named Anissa, so I was like, oh, yeah.
Anissa was our wardrobe stylist for the airport.
Marcus did that, too, when I was like, it's your niece's birthday. He said, who's your niece?
I know.
Yes. I'm like, what is old ears? Old ears, old snacks. Jesus. So I think I feel for her. I do. I really, really do. I don't know how she would trust anybody.
I would become a recluse. I'd be the man on the sand lot. Remember the ball went into his yard? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, he never comes out. That would be me. Jaden went on to be with him. Mm-hmm. That was one of my people. That's like using Jay, Liz, Zay, Joe, y'all, parents. Like, she didn't seem like she started off with a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. No, she did. She started off with a small family.
Yeah. So that means each person more heavily weighted, like that GPA you was talking about.
Yeah.
So I hope she you know, recovers. There's a few influencers who was like, girl, I understand. They announced that they had got cheated on with that. And they said people were like, you shouldn't post your man. And apparently posting your man is how people find out that your man ain't who your man.
Let me tell you, when I saw that, and I think I know who you talking about, I said, I know you a goddamn gonna lie.
And I kill him dead.
I said, not Smiles and Sunshine. You don't do that to Smiles and Sunshine. Yeah. You don't, because it don't get no better.
Telling you, man, it sucks out here.
That pissed me off when I saw that.
I don't be cheating, man. I keep my penis.
Good on, job.
Man. I say you stay at home. Also, when you get a little bit older, if it ain't really like a thing of yours, I feel like when you get into a routine of not entertaining that, it's actually not hard. You know what I mean? Like,
me and Marcus have had that conversation. I was like, now, please don't ever make a fool of me. He was like, no, it honestly isn't hard to be faithful. It's not.
It's not hard. I don't put myself in position. I'm not, and I don't even be like, oh, Kev, he's the. I just, what helps me is I don't be wanting to do a lot of stuff, no way. So the second event that everybody's going to, oh, y'all, God, you crazy kids. When them people came here for the airport, after them, they was on set with me.
Yeah, said you going to the club with them? You said, yuck.
They was going to comedy shows and going to dinner together. And I'm not even, they were just hanging out. I was like, I'm tired.
Their own rap party.
Josh took the Sprinter back to the hotel, shower and change. We got Mexican restaurants. Y'all have a blast.
Yeah.
I'm eating something I shouldn't be eating. That's my cheat.
I cheat on my diet. I done
told you I shouldn't been eating that. Why am I in line at In-N-Out?
You've been cheating on your diet for years.
What? I went down to Raising Them Cane's. Right. I've been going to Raising Cane's.
Really?
Woo!
Kev, come on, man.
That sauce do something to me, baby.
You can't go from veggies to Raising Cane's.
I'll go straight from it. I'll go from egg white for breakfast, and I'll go right to Raising Cane's. Give me that faux Caniac. Is it Caniac faux or three? Caniac faux?
I think so. Because that three always...
Three ain't never pissed me off. I ain't never been hungry for three, no three tenders.
Just checks a box for myself.
Man, watch out. Give me four.
Last thing you want to do is eat Raising Cane's and be hungry when you get home.
What's the point?
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Then I'm going to finish the toast.
I'm going toast first. I might get two toasts. I got a pre-toast as an appetizer. Final toast as dessert.
Oh.
Sometimes, because Raising Cane's ain't got no good drinks. I have thought about going to Raising Cane's for my food. There's a Chick-fil-A right by there. Okay. Go get my drink. Oh. But I don't want to go into a chicken line with chicken already on me.
I've had those big girl type of days.
You've had those what?
Big girl type of days.
Yeah. Because like Chick-fil-A got better drinks. Oh, yeah. And Chick-fil-A got better chicken tenders. Sometimes in the movie, Chick-fil-A ain't got no toast.
I've never had Chick-fil-A chicken tenders, ever.
Their tenders and their nuggets are two different types of chicken.
I like their nugs.
Nugs are great. Mm-hmm. Their tenders, Some of it's different. Maybe the scale is too much.
I had the minis yesterday, and let me tell you, I ordered a 10 count.
Whoa, big girl.
Big girl. And I said, and I was not trying to share. And Marcus ate three of them.
So now you got to go back.
I said, this one mine.
And this is where the podcast comes from.
Yeah, I said, I called you and said, hey, I'm getting some chicken minis. We let little Marcus stay home because he had a long weekend. And I got 10 count for him, 10 count for my mother-in-law, 10 count for myself.
Mama in town?
She gone. My mother-in-law gone. She was here. Yeah, she had to come to the so, boat.
And he said no.
He said no. And then I watched him go to my box.
Oh, no.
Keep popping them in.
See, you can't do that.
I said, what are
why you
doing?
Didn't get him some?
And if you get mad, you're wrong.
Because I called it as he said. I know, but you Monday know him. Through Friday, I got to be good because this man
so
is.
So now he's just bullshitting on the internet.
Oh. There you go.
You know what? It's always the mighty, mighty. I'm just let me just eat these veggies during the week. Yes. On the week, I'm going to tear it up, except for when there's some chicken minis.
Yeah, and then he was like, well, family and friends in town, so I know I'm going to eat bad. So
might as well.
Yeah, he said, because we're going to. Yeah, sure. So, you know, we're going to go out to eat later. I ain't going to eat nothing good at all. So we went to Joey. He got his fried chicken wings at Joey.
Joey got good wings.
Yeah, oh, yeah, them hibachi wings.
Joe hibachi.
I tell him, fry them hard. I want them things and like tight.
Yeah.
Give them to me like that. Anyway, I be having big girl days, so only got to eat 6 or 7 chicken minis, but they were.
That's just a regular day then. That's so now you have to have another day where you actually get to have 10, anything, make it today.
What's the tiers of the counts of the chicken minis come in?
5, 6, chicken minis 5 and 10. And I said 5 ain't going to be enough because I got the fruit cup and not the hash browns.
Oh, you could have got 15 then. If you go fruit cup, that's an extra 5.
Hold on. And God forbid Angel actually got the 5 count and Marcus had 2 of those.
Oh, I would have slapped the crap out of him. We would have been in a physical altercation over there.
Because you win fruit cup, you are low-key, you could have win 15. Because 10 and 5 is just, fruit cup cancels out 5. Fruit cup cancels out 5.
It's 4 and 10. It's 4 and 10.
Yeah, but fruit cup ain't nothing. That ain't nothing but 18 calories.
Oh, yeah, because I ate that so quick. It was like apples.
Hot. Yeah, get the apples. They got apples, couple strawberry, and a blueberry. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, but he ate something.
What'd you get for the drink?
So I got the orange juice. No, I wasn't going to drink it because I knew I was going to rip through my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chick-fil-A in the Starbucks drive-thrus are right beside each other.
That's how I looped around,
came through, got my mother-in-law's favorite drink, her caramel ribbon crunch that she at one point in time called it cinnamon toast crunch. She said, order me a cinnamon toast crunch.
I can't really laugh because I've been
so
doing
it. So you went to Starbucks for her. You just happened to get yourself something.
Oh, yeah. And then I said,
it's
you
not
know
even
what?
The same as going for yourself.
It's really, yes.
Get me the new mango dragon fruit refresher energy.
I don't. Why? They doing too much. Everybody. They scooting the regular ones down too much. I don't want energy.
I do.
Energy. It already got energy. It has caffeine
they
in
added
it.
More caffeine. And I said, I need it.
That's too
but
much.
But make it with water because I don't want the sugar from the lemonade.
You could have had a 20 count. If you got fruit and strawberry acai, no lemonade. You didn't make your full bad choice. If you going big girl, you got to go full bad choice. That's biscuits. That's hash browns. Do you not like hash browns?
I'm not huge on hash browns.
Okay, then.
That's fair.
I'm more of a French fry girl.
You love them or hate them.
For whatever reason, it ain't not really, but Chick-fil-A, they basically tater tots.
And if you don't eat it there, you can't have the hash browns cold.
No. Right.
You got to eat them immediately in order for them to be really, really good.
And it ain't that much biscuit on a mini.
It's not.
It's small. Go back.
I like the donut holes of biscuits.
Well, I'm hungry right now.
I'm hungry at this moment.
What we want to eat, I'll get the link up.
You should get your chicken mini redemption.
I know. I just might because they not closed yet. We got.
That's
minutes.
What I'm saying. Get the 10 count.
Yeah, I think I might do.
I might go with you. I might visit with you. Get the hash brown for your boy. Because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. You feel me? If I ain't gonna do it, I ain't gonna do it. I got some celery sticks at home. Trash. I got some celery sticks and some carrot sticks, and I ain't even opened them.
I've been like, what are you making stuffing? Why do you got celery sticks? Because it can't be just to eat. But let me tell you, if we do order, what y'all could do is just send me what you order via the Cash App. You know what I'm saying? You can send me your change via Cash App because Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green, okay? But first, before I go into that, I just want to let y'all know, I love using Cash App because it's an easy way, one, for me to send my teen money. It's an easy way for when I'm out to eat with friends, if we're like, I'll just pay, and then everybody can send me what they owe via the Cash App, okay? And I love that you can customize your Cash App card. You can personalize it and make it your own. Of course, nothing explicit, but you can make it fun like I would because I love red. It'd be red and just very ornate. But anyways, as I was saying, Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow and manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with Cash App Card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CashApp10.
CashApp10
in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green overdraft coverage, borrow cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Are we all ordered? Okay.
I'm starting it right now.
Okay, just make sure you do that. Okay, because now my mind's on it.
Yeah, no.
Once my mind's on it.
As soon as you started mentioning the cakes, I said, I'm going to die if I don't eat right now.
Mm-hmm. No, I was looking up treats.
Yeah, because my mind's on it.
I was seeing what the seasonal milkshake was. I'm going to pass on it.
Man. Oh, come on, Josh. Now we can't just go plumb crazy. Now you're doing heroin.
That's what I'm saying, man. I got locked
in. It's almost peach season, though.
I'm 98 days away, though.
Mm. You are 98 days away. I actually had this thought in the gym today. I said, man, I think I'm good.
No, man.
Nah.
No, Kevin, you're doing really good.
I know.
You were eating just raw carrots and celery earlier.
I know. My neck looks so long on the black effect picture.
The photos, I was like, Kev slimming down. Kev, you are not 270.
I am 270.
What if you look on the scale, which direction is that going to take you? If you're like, wow, I might have lost 15 pounds.
Wrong direction.
Wait a minute.
Let me get on that scale. Let's say 248, Joshua.
Stop serving breakfast.
1030.
Then why is it not on my thing?
Oh.
Hold on. Are you on the Chick-fil-A app?
No, okay. I don't have that.
Sometimes you get. I kept it while I had it. You know.
You got the app?
I mean,
hey guys, we got to have
a
meeting.
Can we deliver with the app?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they go through DoorDash.
Okay.
Hold on. You got the app?
Hold on, Chachi. We just all had an open moment.
Okay? I know, but the app is like, hey man, app is a choice.
You guys aren't working your Chick-fil-A reward points?
No.
Status levels. You could actually get invited for some cool.
You diamond medallion on. You diamond medallion at Chick-fil-A.
Cluck medallion.
I'm not. Yeah,
he golden chick.
I'm working on it.
Wait, what kind of status?
I didn't know they. I knew they had an app, but I didn't know they had status.
What kind of status?
They checked it up. He got
a special line at Chick. I ain't going to the regular line.
They check your blood pressure. They like, oh, look at that.
I'm trying to get to Signature. Signature has a $1 for 13 points conversion. Oh. But they also have like backstage tours at Chick-fil-A support centers.
Oh, you can go to the support center and tour it. And
you can be in the Chick-fil-A Sky Club.
I want to do it one time.
You'll be in the Scott Clay. Let you in the employee lounge.
You also get like a birthday treat that I've been trying to work towards. Sorry, man. Why did they turn on me? I'm just trying to.
I thought you got a free ice cream cone on your birthday, regardless of reward status. Well,
I don't know. Maybe these are just some of the active benefits. So
hilarious. All right. Well, give me 10 count.
I'm going
to
see
if it works first.
If it doesn't work, then I have to go to In-N-Out. Now the bad meal has been decided.
I'm going to cry because I only see lunch on DoorDash too.
And the breakfast and lunch is a totally different idea.
It is.
Then I don't just want getting Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and that's not, I don't want that. I wanted the little pillowy biscuit.
Yes, they got a little honey.
Little honey angel. This we be big together.
I know. That's why. Listen, I want to make sure I stay big through Josh's wedding because I want to make sure Imar gets to shine. Because if I lose,
we got to do our part.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I want to make sure the bride shines.
You would never,
ever
draw attention away from her.
Absolutely.
You might need to get bigger.
Yes,
just and so. I'm gonna say, you know what? Look, Angel, she's a real friend mm-hmm. for the team. She said, "Let me not draw no attention unto thee."
Yeah, I'm not. My ass is spilling out over the chair, but I am. Oh my God,
is it still on?
Oh, he's a waymaker, miracle.
You know, when you got a little Chick-fil-A status, leave the door open.
Joshy, you know what I
mean? God of the darkness, my God,
He did what?
Everybody clap your hands. Come on, Joshy. He's a way maker. The wheel in the middle of a wheel. She's of God. Hey, yeah. When I thought the door was closed, there was a way of escape. El Rami the bush. Joshy, God.
Yeah.
When I thought I couldn't make it over. Yeah! Touch your neighbor and say, Chicken Mini! When you thought the billowy biscuit wasn't gonna happen today! Yeah! Give me that 10 count angel.
Okay, yay!
Hash browns too. And Sunjoy.
Sunjoy.
I'm gonna.
Okay, I'm just going ahead and do yours first because that's what I was doing.
It's only like $3.
I love that Josh has all these.
Be my guy. Be my guy.
Sometimes we get it from the drinks at the house.
Okay. Should I get hash browns or hash berry
brown.
Parfait? Okay. I'll
hash stand. Brown.
Bow. Bow.
Go.
Okay, God Josh, keeps his promise.
Amen.
Oh.
Oh, sauce.
What sauce did you want?
Chick-fil-A. Okay. Thank you, whoever said, don't forget the sauce, Victoria Jenkins.
I did put sauce, but not with...
Strawberry jam.
I got to mix it up. Take one out, go flip biscuit. Lock, yeah.
Snap, snap.
Then I go dip a couple of Chick-fil-A sauce. Thank you, Victoria, because we almost forgot the sauce.
Friend of the pot.
No, I put sauce in here, but I didn't.
Yeah.
You said Chick-fil-A sauce.
We need a chick partnership, man. Sponsor the pod.
Give us some chick. They don't like the gays, though, so they might not be with us.
Ah. Oh, not well. That's Gerard Carmichael had a fantastic joke about Chick-fil-A not liking the gays.
I met a gay dude had a fantastic joke, too.
Well, Gerard is also gay.
Sure is.
I was about to say, you missed that.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's a gay.
All right.
He's a gay man.
Plenty of people believe that there was an assassination attempt on the president of the United States over the weekend.
Bow. Go ahead.
I would say plenty more people don't believe that at all.
Yes.
White House Correspondents' Dinner, which apparently Trump has not attended as a sitting president. He went to it. Let me tell you what, Angel. I feel like for me,
mm-hmm.
there was a time when I believed anything the United States government said. It's been a long time. Probably around 17, 18, I started to question things.
Mm.
Now, I feel like y'all be thinking I'm dumb. Y'all want that ballroom.
Yeah.
Y'all want that ballroom.
Uh-huh.
So y'all said, hey, somebody done got a gun, rode a train all the way across the United States, snuck the gun in to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The people is doing the, you know what, if let me tell you what, you seen Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they were replaying back the Ocean's 11 guys the tape in front of Terry Benedict, and you just hear them like, go, go, go. We're on the move. And they were faking it. Yeah. That's what they, the security detail sounded like George Clooney and them when they were making it seem like we were really the police. Yeah. Go, go, go. Do, 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 do. We're breaching, breaching. And the guys were just sitting there waiting to take the money. That's what them videos sounded. They're like going around the corner like, get down, clear, clear, clear. Dude, everybody get down. This is real. This is really happening.
It is happening.
Unsafe. It's like y'all just yelling words into the ether.
Yeah. We're there in a video. They're playing a video game. They're playing Call of Duty in the background. And that's what we're literally actually hearing. Versus an actual attempt to take a man's life.
There was a man still eating.
He was like, I'm not. I done waited. I was one of the last people served. And if you think I'm giving this up, you've lost your mind. If I die, let me die.
If I die, let me die. Erica Kirk was like, I just got to spend time with my family. She don't have no more tears.
Oh, my God.
Erica Kirk ain't got a dry duct available.
I'm telling you right. Available. Are you saying because she's crying again?
Yeah, she's crying.
Well, you know, she's white women usually, they can muster it up.
Get them off.
Did you believe anything?
When it comes to the current administration and what they say, no.
There's a clip, Angel.
None. You know what? When the first sentence was like, this is why we need the ballroom to be finished, I was like, man.
You ain't even wait a second, Josh.
Watch. He's still wearing the tux, man. Go change. Go get the comfies on. The last thing I want to do is still be suited up for a press conference.
I want the ballroom for $400 million.
Give it to me, or they're going to keep shooting at me.
You seen that clip where Michael Scott was doing, I forgot the movie, where he played Michael Scarn, and the dude bust into his office.
Yes!
Like, they're like, this is Trump. Every time his approval ratings are low. He done ran that play!
Listen, it's somebody, you know how they have those sound effect boards?
Yeah.
That you press. I feel like one day somebody's going to press the wrong sound effect, so instead of gunfire, instead of it's going to be fa! They're gonna be like, oh shit.
Threat level midnight.
I would threat level midnight, Angel. I would cry. That sound effect is the funniest thing. Fire!
That's what it's going.
Shoot. I meant to hit fire, 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 fire. Erica Kirkby squeezing that face.
You know, and I didn't even remember what that lady looked like until
Drewski.
Right, until Drewski did it, I didn't realize. Well, I was like, "Why is everybody saying this is Erica Kirk?"
Then they put the
picture by side, and I said, "Oh my God!"
Somebody made a comment said, "I missed my life before I knew who Erica Kirk was."
I didn't know. I kid you not, did not know Charlie Kirk was married until he went on to be with him. Had no idea that man was married with children. I had never seen that. Like that ain't the type of time I spend my eyesight on, though. But yeah, I feel like as people, we're just like, now y'all just think we dumb now.
y'all just think
we are dumb. Like we not dumb. We older now.
Oh my goodness!
Meg and Clay was a bigger issue on my timeline than the assassination attempt.
Neither one of them was on my timeline.
Well, you don't have the timeline. I'd be tagging you in collabs, and it'd be three business days.
Listen, this weekend, I don't care. I was just like, I got to get these every babies. Weekend. These scholarships.
I ordered some clothes. UPS delivered them before Angel accepted my collab.
I opened it yesterday. I said, oh, I got a collab. And then I saw, like, how long ago it was. I said, wow.
This thing be having hundreds of thousands of views. Yes. Hundreds of thousands of views, and Angels just be. I wish I had your ability to just be in the world.
You do.
No, I just realized I took JoJo to school today. I take him on Tuesdays. I got three more Tuesdays to take that boy to school.
And he done. And then he going away, far away, passport needed to
3,000 miles away to another part of LA.
Yes.
His housing stuff is about to come in. I seen his acceptance letter in paper, which for whatever reason is very different than a screenshot of his phone. When the whole packet came in, I said, my baby finna be gone.
Did that not make you cry in that moment?
What?
Okay, it's making
sure. I've been crying. I can't stop nothing.
You be crying, Kevin.
It's way worse than Isaiah.
Because this is your baby.
This is the baby doing the final stuff.
And Isaiah said, I'm not about to spend no extra money.
Isaiah's Michael Jackson. I know we're going to talk about that on the bonus. I have Thriller off the wall. I'm be in my room.
Yeah. And his room is ginormous. I would not leave either if I ever had a room that big.
He realized very early. He said, if I move out, I'm getting a smaller room.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
And then there's nobody cooking but himself if he goes somewhere else.
And that's the truth. Melissa made burrito bowls last night. Out of this world. Had a great time. We all sat down there and ate our own version of Chipotle bowls. They're not having that down at the dorm.
She's gonna have her portions off.
You're gonna be giant fucking gigantic. if they move out.
You might as well got the milkshake.
I thought about it, but they don't have peach.
No, they don't right now. I did look.
She made 6 pounds of ground beef for burrito bowls. And them boys, you might as well put it in a trough.
That's what? 4 packs? 5 packs?
2 packs of 3.
Well, depending the brand.
Yeah.
They got that 3-pounder thing, so she cooked 2 packs of that.
And then we had rice, peppers, corn, beans, sour cream. Them boys was like rice, meat, protein, protein, bowl. Anyway, let's move on. Angel, your thoughts on the NFL draft?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. The draft blew in, and then it blew out. Boys got picked up, and I was so happy. I was so happy about all the boys that did it, because it happened on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Happens for 3 days.
Yes, I know. That's when it started. On the 23rd, it happened. And let me tell you what. I said, go and get them. Pick who you want. Pick the people you want.
Pick who you need.
So some of the people that were, some of the people that had been gotten picked, okay? I was like, I'm so proud of them.
Who are you proud of specifically?
Well, he's white, but I said, go you.
Fernando Mendoza?
Yeah, he came. Well,
he's a white Cuban man.
I know, because that Mendoza don't sound like regular white. Is that our Chick-fil-A?
No, it's not.
God is a miracle worker.
I don't have that tier status yet.
I said, Jesus, they were flying above.
You know him personally. They done delivered it right now.
It's the filet?
No, this is the grocery.
Oh,
he stayed at home. His mom has MS, so he stayed at home to be with her.
That's what I was gonna say. Dang, he stayed at home.
He stayed at home. Also, nigga, did we talk about the Kennedy Carter getting picked up by the Aces?
No, we didn't.
Angel,
I don't know how we missed it.
Angel,
the Aces is not playing.
They really aren't playing. Kennedy Carter is a, as you know.
Yes. Uh huh. Go ahead.
Beats. Okay. She was playing with Angel Reese in Chicago.
Sky. Got it.
Spent the whole season last year out playing in Mexico or China or both.
Getting that passport stamp playing.
Out of nowhere without losing no major people. They lost Megan Gustafson, but I think they'll be okay. They still got Asia Wilson.
Yeah, I was about to say, when you got the Starra?
They got Chelsea.
Okay.
They got Jackie Young.
And now they got
Jewel Lloyd. And Kennedy Carter. Kennedy Carter, certified bucket, 18 points. Also, the Dream re-signed Angel. They already extended her option for her 4th year.
4 year, right?
Already.
But has she played for them yet?
No. They said, don't you even worry, another year. She ain't played the ball. Well, I think she played now. But at the time they did it, the ball hadn't bounced. They said, give her the fourth year.
You've done so well already. Get in here one more time. Wait a second, though. Kennedy Carter has such a presidential name.
She does. That's 2 presidents' names. Yes, she did a cameo for me when I was doing my little thing that I got in trouble for.
They said, you're not supposed to do this, Kev, on
stage.
They
did, but I said, I already did it now. But Kennedy Carter, Angel, I don't even know what it's like. I can't even attribute it to another sport of, like, I thought she was out of the league.
Oh, you thought she wasn't coming back when she
went overseas?
Yeah,
they said she has a locker room problem, all this type of stuff. When I tell you she got to LA, to Las Vegas and was like, I love this team. I'm so happy. I look up to all these players. I feel like if the ace is running back, you got to be pissed off.
They
because
are.
She's such a good pick. If she is your second unit's star, her and Jewel Lloyd are coming off the bench, her starting, nobody can guard her.
Here's the thing. If you're going to come back into the league, the aces is like, you came back to the best place you could come back to.
1,000%.
Like, I don't know what she did overseas. Mm-hmm. I don't know what come to Jesus she had that
they
was
done
like,
had it.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. She came back to the best place that I think she could come back to because who don't love the aces?
I love the aces.
But speaking of, but back to the draft, some other people that I really was like.
Who else got, what other boys got picked up, Angel?
I said that beautiful young black man, David Bailey.
David Bailey? Was he the second pick?
Yeah, David Bailey. He was at Texas Tech.
Did he go to the Jets?
He went to the Jets. The Jets. He did. He went to the Jets. Because he plays a position on the field.
He's tackles. Edge, ain't he?
Huh?
He's an edge. I think he plays
He's an edge.
It never gets old.
He's an edge.
It never gets
what's
old to
crazy,
me.
Crazy,
right or left edge?
I think he's just edge.
He's just.
I think
edge.
They could just go either
it
way.
It's crazy. A lot of people don't even know that there's an edge position in football.
Because it used to be called defensive end.
It, but you know
now they call it edge.
They said that's too many words.
Why call it defensive end when we could just say edge?
Yeah, that's crazy. Defensive end would make so much more sense to most people. But if you are a professional analyst of sports like myself. Edge is what you've heard it multiple times before today in this moment. You know, I'm also really happy for Ty.
I ain't going with you, Angel. I don't know everybody.
You don't know Ty from Alabama.
Oh, Ty Simpson.
Yeah.
Oh, that was quite the hullabaloo. Sean, Sean Kingston. That is not the Rams coach.
Go way too.
Sean McVay?
Sure.
Sean McVay. So the Rams are Super Bowl contenders. I think they took Ty Simpson 11th, first round pick. You got Matthew Stafford. 13th. Matthew Stafford don't look like he's finna retire anytime soon. Most people are like, hey, man, we need, you know, an edge, corner, running, whatever. Mm-hmm. Quarterback's good. Sean McVay got on there and was like, yeah, this is great. He's going to compete with Stetson Bennett for the backup. Now, on the other hand, people believe you need to draft your backup before you need them. Mm-hmm. Sit for 2 or 3 years, a la Aaron Rodgers under Brett Favre. There's two different camps. Where do you fall on that? Should they have drafted somebody else, a potential need to continue to contend, or Ty Simpson for the future?
I think the more pertinent issue is that his mom gave him a black name. So when you see his white face, when you click on the name Ty Simpson, it would throw most people off if they didn't already know him. But as a follower of, close follower of the Alabama football, I knew he was white before clicking on his name.
Oh my God.
These are the things that I think newbies wouldn't know. What they also wouldn't know
I
is
don't
that
think they should have did
be,
it.
That, you don't think? Go ahead.
I don't think they should have did it. He ain't shown me enough at Alabama that he was worth the 13th pick.
But that's why he's going to be competing for a second.
They already have him. His name is Stetson Bennett.
But they said just in case Stetson would go somewhere else, we going to get another.
Stetson ain't going nowhere.
But listen here now. I want you to tell you something. I don't know about you, but I like keeping my money where I can see it. Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers also seem like keeping my money too. After years of overpaying for wireless, finally got fed up with the crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that actually cost more in the long run, and switch to Mint Mobile. You can save so much money on Mint Mobile. That thing, $15.
$15 ain't nothing, Angel.
Okay, it's here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Like, baby, that is so amazing. I spend so much more on my little drinks that I like to have in the morning than the $15. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm telling you, I have used it. I think you should, too. You are absolutely going to love it. The quality of their wireless program is a service, excuse me, is amazing. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/SK.
SK?
That's mintmobile.com/SK.
SK.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $5 a month. New customer offers for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for more details.
Let's stick with sports real quick, Angel.
Oh, yeah, because I'm in it.
That man, Sebastian, I don't know if it's pronounced Sawi or Saul, mm-hmm. He won the London Marathon first time, sub 2 hours.
That's insane.
There's two people who ran under 2 hours. The second man got second place. Marathon is 26 miles?
26.2.
26.2. They said he ran roughly a four and a half minute mile for the duration of the marathon. What the hell are you even saying to me?
I had to fight for my life to finish sub five. I'm talking about fight as if the devil was on my heels.
When did you do sub five?
The one time I ran, it was March of 2013.
Mm-hmm. He was in Adidas shoes, by the way. Nike had to congratulate him. He had Adidas shoes with the fat butt on them.
The Adidas Zeros with yeah. the big stripes?
3 point something out. Yes. Huge stripes, 3 ounces. Fat booty on them shoes. And Adidas had both the two runners.
That's good for them.
Adidas, what you mean 2 hours, Angel, for 26 miles?
That is the Michael Jackson movie. He ran through Michael Jackson.
And Michael's still going.
Yeah.
He didn't stop till he got enough.
He didn't.
How do you... Do they just pop in your head?
You know what? It might be my little tism.
Are they brewing?
It might be my spectrum.
You think so?
Because it feels very always dead, available like, to you.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like
you hear the wordplay.
It just comes in the form of dad jokes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
He's like, it just do.
This might be my little spectrum. It might be my box office numbers, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My now box that, office numbers.
Let me tell you, then that's a spectacular Negro right there.
Who?
Tony Baker.
Oh, that my God.
And I mean, on all the colors of the spectrum.
That's why I love talking movies with him.
Because I'd be like, look at that little brain got so much information. And I want to sometimes clean some of it out and be like, is that relief?
And he studies the box office numbers every week. There's a website that he visits that he always knows what's what. Anyway, back to this marathon, Angel. Would you ever do one?
I have.
You ran sub five the whole time? You ran a 5K or a full marathon?
26.2 miles I ran.
Wait, what do you say sub five then?
I finished under 5 hours.
Oh, Angel, I was like,
I thought you meant 5 minutes a mile. That's what I was about. Confused.
I finished sub 5 hours. And I was running for my life.
I didn't know what you meant. I was like, dang, Angel was running 5 minutes a mile. I know you that nigga, so I was like, dang, I underestimated you.
I was, by the time I prepared for the LA Marathon, I could do a sub 6 minute mile.
Okay.
But I can't.
You're also not pacing yourself to do sub six for the
right.
For the duration.
And I never wanted to do that for any part of it.
At that point, most people just want to finish it at all.
Yes. So I wanted to do, what, 4:30, I think. I wanted to do 4:30, and I caught a cramp on mile three. And I said,
oh. Three of 26.2?
Yep. And I said, well,
that's wait, you still finished?
You did LA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Started at the Dodgers Stadium.
And where y'all ran to?
Santa Monica.
Nigga.
Literally, Santa Monica.
You go down through Chinatown, down Hollywood Boulevard, cut through.
You ran to like Santa Beverly. Monica?
Santa Monica.
That's far in car.
The finish line is on the street that leads to the pier.
Yes. Yep.
Where that sign is?
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to do a marathon?
It was on my bucket list of things.
And you've done it.
By myself.
By yourself. How did you train?
I downloaded a training grid from online that said this is what you should run. So in my training, I never ran over, I think, 15 or 16 miles. So before I got to the marathon, I had completed on my own 16 miles multiple times. But like, that's not, you do like 5, 6, da-da-da-da. And then as you get closer, it's like, now I'm 15 miles, blah, 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 blah. So I knew that I could finish it. I was like, if this is all I have to do to train, I forgot how many months I trained. I think maybe 3 months because it was in March. I think I started training in December to run the marathon in March.
Also, marathon shape is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thin.
You eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's what I'm preparing for when that Chick-fil-A get here. I'm about to start preparing for them. But I won't actually do it just for, I'll pull out later, you know, but I want to start carb loaded.
Yes, there you go. Carb load. And I was so happy because I was afraid I was going to have to boo-boo.
Of course.
And that was going to knock.
People pee when they're running.
He probably peed.
I stopped one time to pee.
You peed in the bathroom?
Yeah, at a porta potty stop. But I remember I started crying because I was like, I'm really out here by myself. Because I started crying as I saw these friends that said, their back said, friends don't let friends run alone. And I was like, well, I'm fucking alone. And I did good. I did not walk. I did not do any walking. Like, I wanted to also run the whole thing. By the time I got to West Hollywood, I was like,
that's just an insane thing to say. By the time I got to West Hollywood.
I was like.
In mileage, it makes sense, though.
I know.
You just don't think about it in L.A. streets.
I'm walking, and the only thing that made me run was a bunch of drag queens that said, come on, sis. Come on. I had something that had my name on it. Come on, Angel. Come on. And I was like.
They were your friends.
These are my friends. Actually, no. What made me stop crying was actually when I started crying about friends not being there, around the corner pops Denora. Because some of my friends were set up at different places.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, Angel, you got it. I was like, here's my friend. She has asthma. She's not going to run with me. She has asthma. And Marcus, and little Marcus, had a banner. And one, they.
So wait, your people were there. Oh, they just weren't running with you.
Yes.
But they were supporting you.
Yes, yes. But when I caught that cramp at mile 3, I said, well, guess it's over.
I would have been.
This is the worst part, Kevin. I'm sorry. I got to tell you this. I booked the LA Marathon, have been training, registered. And then I got a phone call. There used to be this thing called Nick Mom. It used to come on after. It used to be what Nick Jr. would turn into after 8 o'clock. They booked me to do my first stand-up television performance.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we want you on the stand-up show. It was going to be my first time ever doing televised stand-up. And I was just like, they were like, it's on this day. And it was the same day as the LA Marathon.
Oh.
They said it's this day or this day. And I said, okay, the other day is the day after the LA Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll do it.
And your body. Oh, my God.
I finished the L.A. Marathon, hopped in my mother's car. She drove me to the house where there was a SUV waiting for me. This is how I'm walking. First of all, my toenails are like, we're leaving.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I'm walking like this. Had to get a wheelchair escort in the airport because I could not walk.
Oh, you flew?
Because I was in L.A. I had to shoot in New York.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, as soon as I get to the hotel, I'm going to get in the bathtub. Of course, the W don't have fucking bathtubs.
Oh, my God.
So I had to pour ice on my bed and just roll in it like a rotisserie chicken. Had to roll in it like a rotisserie chicken all night. And couldn't even do the like neat little walk up when they do coming to the stage. Angel Lakita Moore. I was OJ Simpson on the, and every other old ass NFL player. Literally, that is how I walked to the stage to do my goddamn on stand up.
Something is seriously wrong with you.
But I got to do my first televised stand-up ever, and it killed. But I would tell you, I could not. I have never experienced legs feeling like.
Well, lactic acid.
It was god awful. And I had.
I can't believe you even got on a plane after that, much less to perform.
I was getting off the plane.
Angel. Everything. Where's the wheelchair? They had the little sign.
You signed up?
Oh, I was like, I need wheelchair assist everywhere. I cannot walk.
That's hilarious.
It was god awful. But yeah, I did it. I did. I ran a marathon. And so hearing somebody do it under two, I said, well, you were made for that.
You were made for it, Angel.
No.
He didn't get on no plane and don't do no stand-up.
Listen, I added a joke because I had to tell the people why I was walking that way. I told them I just finished the marathon. And I said, I'm going to tell you what it made me realize, that if I were a slave and they said freedom was 26.3 miles away, I'd still be a slave. I'd be like, it's not so bad. We got free rooms. Okay.
You said this on Nick Mom?
Yes, they cut that out. But I had to get the audience.
I'm surprised.
I had to get the audience to understand. I said I ran my first and my last marathon yesterday. I'd still be a slave. It's just right there. They'd be like, just go to point three.
26.
And I'd be like, yeah. It's fine. So yeah. So anyways, sorry to take over that little segment.
No, it's my apologies. Okay. All right. Before we cut off and go do the bonus, I must say Funny AF with Kevin Hart on Netflix is my favorite stand-up comedy competition show, I think, ever.
I haven't had a chance to watch it. It's good.
They have chosen some really good comedians. Some people we know, friends of the pod, Ron Taylor, T. Sanders, Leonard Oots, Daniel, I forget his last name. He performed on Kevin on stage in Friends. But so many more people I had not heard of that are really, 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 really funny.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. And I think the best part about it is they don't force you to do clean sets. So people are free to do their best material.
Instead of feeling like you got to do something for TV.
Yeah, for TV, they always got to clean it up. So, I mean, people are still funny, but and this is the main reason why I let people cuss on Keep Your Distance. I need you to perform the way you perform, not a sanitized version. If you're a clean comedian, it doesn't really matter. Angel, it's really good.
I'm going to start watching it. I'm going to download some to watch on the plane.
No, it's really good. Some of these, and when I started seeing the people, I said, oh, they got some people that are good. Like, a lot of people I didn't know. I knew almost all the black comedians. Not all of them, but there's a lot of funny black women on there. Felicia Folks. I believe her name is Tata. She's from Philly. She was really funny. Ron Taylor is, he is in the final. Yeah, Tata Charisse. Tata Charisse is really funny. T. Sanders did really good. She made it to L.A., I believe. Ron Taylor's top six. Eva Evans is also funny. I'd seen her before. She had a really good joke. but they did a roast as part of it. They roasted Marshawn Lynch as one of the challenges. That was really funny. But anyway, good times. All right. Bonus people, we finna talk about Michael at Link. Everybody else, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
By the time I see you guys, I'll be 43. My birthday is on Friday.
I know.
Wow.
I'm turning 43. This is an old nigga age.
Is it? I don't know about that.
43 is just like, my father's 43.
I mean, I'm turning 46.
Yeah, but you look good for your age.
You don't look old. You don't look old for your age.
Food here?
Oh, so exciting for food.
All right, guys. We love you. Thank you for the birthday things. You don't have to send me nothing, not a Cash App, not a dime. Your love
send
and support
him
is
all of your money.
More than enough. Patreon, don't you do it. Cat, I'm not joking. Don't you raise a dime for me.
Not a damn dime.
If you want to do something for me, give somebody in your local city $20. All right? Don't do nothing for me. Or raise your Patreon if you want to do something.
or you could.
Everybody else, enjoy your weekend. God bless you. Talking Michael a little bit.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. smile. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.